It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Deborah Amos. The prosecutor at the International Criminal Court in The Hague has asked the court to issue an arrest warrant for the president of Sudan, Omar al-Bashir. It's the first time the court's prosecutor has filed charges against a sitting head of state. Bashir is accused of orchestrating a 5-year reign of terror in Sudan's Darfur region, and the charges are for genocide and crimes against humanity. In Darfur, hundreds of thousands have been killed. Even more have been driven from their homes. We're joined now by BBC correspondent Geraldine Coughlin in The Hague. Good morning.
Good morning.
You've been listening to the prosecutor this morning. What did he say?
Well, the chief prosecutor, Luis Moreno Ocampo, said, first of all, that he had asked a panel of judges, 3 judges, to issue an arrest warrant for the Sudanese president, Omar al-Bashir. He said that he has enough evidence to show that Mr. al-Bashir bears criminal responsibility in relation to 10 counts of genocide, crimes against humanity, including murder, extermination, torture and rape, and other war crimes charges, including attacks on civilians and ethnic groups. He also spoke to the international media for quite a long time here at the International Criminal Court and went into details about his investigations and about the victims, their suffering, and where they are now.
And what then do the judges do now? What's the procedure?
Well, first of all, the judges have to look through the evidence which has been collected in the prosecution's investigation. As you say, it took 5 years, so they have a lot of homework to do, and then it could take them weeks or months to decide whether or not this can provide a firm enough legal basis to issue an arrest warrant. And then after that, the problem could arise if they do say and give the go-ahead for an arrest warrant. The court has no police force to deliver it. So it would be then up to the International Criminal Court to go to the UN and ask for support services for the peacekeepers on the ground in Sudan to help them to carry out any arrests.
Is it the idea that someone would actually go and arrest the president of Sudan?
Well, that's really, it seems an unlikely situation at the moment because the International Criminal Court has already issued arrest warrants for a government minister in Sudan and a militia leader. And Sudan has refused to hand them over to the court because they say they do not recognize the International Criminal Court. So that's where the problem would come in. However, there are only 9,000 peacekeepers on the ground in Sudan and there's supposed to be 26,000. So during the length of time that it would take between now and a decision by the judges and then a period after that, then there could be a possibility that with more peacekeepers on the ground, arrests could be carried out, but the logistics and the tools are just not there at the moment.
This is unprecedented that the International Criminal Court would press charges against a sitting head of state, but does it complicate a very unstable situation in Sudan?
Well, there are a lot of voices of concern both inside and outside Sudan, the European Union, for instance, and the United Nations as well. The African Union, which is also quite close to Sudan, they fear that an international prosecution could jeopardize the peace process. But then again, the judges and the prosecution are not so focused on the political consequences and the fallout of this actual this event, this legal event. They're focusing on the legalities and whether or not they have done their jobs correctly, whether or not they have the right evidence. That's what they have to focus on, and whether or not they are right in issuing an arrest warrant. That's really their focus. If there's any kind of body that would take such concerns about and fears about a backlash into consideration, then that would be UN officials.
And quickly, the UN peacekeepers have also come under attack, and so have UN workers there. Does this complicate their job on the ground?
Well, the UN peacekeepers have recently come under attack last week, for instance, a very vicious attack, and several of them were killed. And also aid workers, their concerns about their safety, but they have been issued very strict instructions with regard to their protection and how to look after themselves. So if anybody, it's the peacekeepers who are the most vulnerable.
Thank you very much. BBC correspondent Geraldine Coughlin in The Hague.